And a question in the day-to-day editorial meeting yesterday from staff reporter Madeline Brandt. How come, in allegedly liberal Hollywood, all the actors who turn into politicians become Republicans? Good question. She went after Marty Kaplan. He's a liberal White House speechwriter in the days of Jimmy Carter, now a Hollywood screenwriter.
What's up with the Warren Beattys, the Rob Reiners, the Barbara Streisands of the world? Why don't they get in on the act and run for office?
Well, a number of them are close enough to political life to realize what kinds of compromises that would require, both in running and then when they're in office, the kinds of scrutiny that they have to face and the kind of constraints on their formerly free lives.
So you're saying the Republicans aren't as concerned about that? I would imagine Arnold Schwarzenegger would know a few things about invasion of privacy being tied to the Kennedys.
I have a hunch that he has not fully understood what is about to happen to his life, and he may hope that the briefness of this campaign can create the same kind of bubble that he is used to existing in from his days as an A-list movie star. But I have a hunch that it won't be possible once he's in office, if he's in office.
I wonder if there's anything to the idea that these actors, these Republican actors, many of whom have played Law and Order kinds of characters. I'm thinking of Clint Eastwood, Jesse Ventura. They're all sort of take on pretty conservative roles in their Hollywood lives. And I wonder if they have sort of decided to live that role in public office.
I think by and large, although my conservative friends will dispute this, that Republicans are much more fond of and capable of delivering a narrative which has good guys and bad guys and simple solutions and neat endings, whereas liberals are chronically unable to do that because, among other things, they always have to include the other person's point of view in some kind of consensus solution.
Or maybe they're just too wimpy to run for office.
Well, Popeye surely would get my vote.
Marty Kaplan is director of the Norman Lear Center for the Study of Entertainment and Society, and he was speaking with Day-to-Day's Madeline Brandt.